Warning! What follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem! I am Nick.
And I'm Zach.
Welcome to Weird and Feared, a barely educational podcast about global folklore that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your world!
I like Jeopardy. Yeah.
It's very brief.
Cool. Let's get after it.
Basically, the category is Weird and Feared.
Okay.
It's already been selected for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, of course, say the answer. That's how Jeopardy works.
Sure.
To those who do not know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll respond with a question. That will be the answer. Right? Yep.
What is yes?
Correct. A series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep.
What is a dream?
What is a dream, in fact? Well, I just told you. Because that's how Jeopardy works. Dreams. Do you know why we dream?
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
For shits and giggles. Well, I got 10 theories about why we dream. We're going to deal with those a little bit. They're not my personal theories. I found them.
I'm less enthused now.
Well, I could give you mine. Maybe I will later.
Maybe.
That probably will happen. Vaguely. Sort of. Maybe. All right. We're going to go to a website. I'm going to summarize these things, but it's owlcation.com. You can find them on a bunch of websites. Again, dreams. People have ideas.
Dreams. How do they work?
Yeah, what would be the purpose of a dream, do you think? To have fun?
Yeah.
So, tell me just to party when you're asleep? Well.
Or you get stressed out about?
Yeah, that's.
Depends on what you're dreaming about, I guess.
That's one of them, yeah.
You know, you're really feeling like getting stressed, you're going to dream about work.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
I don't dream about work anymore, but when I had a more stressful job, I dreamt about it all the time, and I was like, well, this is fucking miserable.
Yeah, a lot of time. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would have those.
Because I'm dreaming about work, and then I have to go to work. And that's bullshit.
One of those, you know, at work you get paid. When you're dreaming at work, you don't get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get dream dollars.
Yeah, screw that.
No, dream dollars do not translate to the real world.
Be cool if they did.
You cannot buy a new iPhone with dream dollars.
Hmm. I could dream about it, though.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
You can only use your dream dollars in dream time. What if you just
spend it's a whole different economy.
What if you spend all your time? Yeah, because you can in dream world, you can just like give yourself more money.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give yourself the iPhone? But you're at work. That's the point. If you're dreaming about work, you should get paid for it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's the point.
Even in dreamland.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay.
I should be getting compensated better for this.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, I gotta talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Can I get a raise? You're dreaming.
Get out of here. Go home.
Well, on that same topic, one of the things people think we dream, you know, reasons why is to consolidate our memories. You know, what we, you know, processing what we took in during the day, connecting them with older memories and building, you know, your neural net. That's not the term. I'm not a scientist. But, you know, connect things
to your brain.
Yeah, connect things in your head. Yeah, in your brain, yep. To how to, you know, store recent memories and stuff that happens a lot during, you know, REM sleep, you know, your deepest sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you party. That's party sleep because you're just out. You know when you're not in REM sleep. You don't wake up as good. At least I do. Like, when I'm out, then I'll wake up and be like, I felt rested. But if I'm, like I can feel myself, maybe this is just personal talk. I feel myself when I'm sleeping. Deeper, like if it's surface level, like I'm not quite asleep, I can kind of still hear things around me more so. But when I'm out, you know,
sure, I'm a bad sleeper, light yeah. sleeper. I don't know.
When I'm light sleeping, it drives me fucking nuts because I'm asleep, but I know it's on a deep sleep, And maybe my brain is still just thinking too much about surface level stuff.
Sure.
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, so basically, you know, the memory isn't improved by dreaming, but your brain can build connections that can help you, you know, throughout the day. Basically, you know, it like puts things in storage files. You know,
cool.
That's one reason why people think to help your brain be organized.
It's like a software update.
Basically. And then dreams can also, much like saving, retaining information, it's also said that in your sleep you can like unlearn useless memories. That's what this one, this actual bullet point says. Dreams unlearn useless memories. So your brain,
I feel like I do the opposite. I just remember useless memories even more.
Maybe in your brain values those memories.
Stupid brain.
Right. What the fuck, brain? Yeah. Aren't we on the same team?
Yeah, come on.
What I are we doing? We
were working together on
right.
this.
We're a unit. I thought. Yeah, so again, anything like things that happen throughout the day that aren't worth retaining kind of gets thrown into your trash bin. Our head's a computer. Our brain is a computer.
Well, yeah.
And we're like, delete.
It is.
Delete. Delete cookies. Delete.
Delete cookies. Unfollow.
So that could help you, you know, if that unfollow. Done.
Yeah.
I'm out. Yeah, so it wipes away those things that our brain deems not useful to the future. And then another perhaps reason we dream is how, you know, again, this kind of sounds similar to the first thing I talked about. Quote, when our conscious minds switch off during sleep, the ever-present signals produced by our long-term memories are able to leak through into the rest of our brain. So it just seems like data retention. We're organizing stuff when we're asleep.
So I'm working again.
Kind of, yeah.
And still not getting paid.
No money.
Not even dream money.
Not even dream dollars. Nope. But the idea is that your brain is making connections from things that happened to older memories, and then to connect these things together, that's why you get perhaps weird images, because your brain is using what you know to connect things together. And then you're like, where the fuck did that come from? You don't know why. It does feel like there's someone else in your head, because you would think you would know what's going on in your own head at all times, but you don't.
Right.
Which this also talks about how then dreams may always be present. We could be dreaming right now.
I could be.
Basically, it's background, but it's the dreams are going on in the back of our heads, and when we turn off
the consciousness,
then the dreams
stand out further.
All that's there, kind of.
That kind of makes sense. Like it's like a, you know, you daydream, right. Your mind wanders. Is that not just a dream happening? And then you're kind of switching off a little bit, and you start being like,
I think so.
You know, what if I put somebody in a freezer in my basement? That'd be weird.
What if I charge money to see? What if I tell people that this guy is Bigfoot?
That's crazy, though.
Can I make money?
That's not anything of value.
No. Can I make more? Yeah, let's go to sleep and wipe that from our brain.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, I'm talking daydreams, though. And then you're just like, yeah, that's crazy.
Right.
Why would I
think
about that?
When I can make all this money off my old tractor instead.
Hmm. Yeah. See, that's realistic.
Tractors make money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to kill anybody to show off your tractor.
Yeah.
Cost effective. But if you were to kill somebody and freeze them and tell them they're the missing link, you could make more money.
Yeah.
Something to dream about. Believe it or not, I don't know what that word means, so I'm not going to say it.
Interesting.
I was like, nope, not going to do that.
I'm curious what it is now.
Basically, it's ontogenic.
I don't know what that means either.
Ontogenetic. Right?
Still don't know what it means.
Well, that's why I didn't want to talk about it. But let's see. Basically, it talks about that, like, perhaps as it says that when we're adults, we don't dream as much or as deeply. Which it depends. I blame my non-vivid dreams on alcohol consumptions in the past. I believe that's ruined some of my dreams in the past.
That's fair.
Because this talks about how perhaps kids dream more because it's helping them. Because
they're sober.
They're Fine. Let's move on to the next bullet point. Right. Why do adults dream less? Because they drink more than children. But it helps them adapt to the world more quickly. Processing information, dream more, you know, because you're learning. It's all new to you. And then as an adult, it's like, I got this
and
down.
And then you're like, wow, this sucks. I need a drink.
I don't need Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what came first? The lack of dreams? The chicken or the egg situation?
Yeah.
Adults don't dream as much. Is it because of the alcohol? Or because they don't dream as much, they drink the alcohol? Anyways.
It's a philosophical question.
Yeah, I'll just quote. The theory therefore claims that dreams serve no function in a mature brain, and we do dream less as we get older, supporting a developmental function.
Is that why when you get older, you sleep less?
It could be. You have less things to process or less more learning to do. You've got it down. You got the routine down. You got life down, kind of, sort of.
Hmm.
And by life, I just mean existing on Earth.
Yeah, just existing.
Processing things through your eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
Another theory is that what we do in our sleep prepares us to battle threats in the real world.
Cool. So at some point, I'm going to be climbing a free-form climbing a skyscraper at some point.
Could be. It helps us deal with anxiety, helps us prepare for things, so when we deal with them in the real world, perhaps they are not as crazy.
Cool.
Like when you're dealing with a skyscraper.
Yeah, I'm already scared of heights, so why am I gonna do that? Huh?
Right. Hey, your brain is suggesting things like, you might need to know this. It's a pop-up in your head. It's like a pop-up. Hey, you should do this. And you don't get to have a pop-up blocker. Because it's not like an ad per se. It's more like, check out this article.
Yeah.
It's like a feed.
I'm trying to think of like the recurring, I'm air quoting.
Yes.
Dreams I've had in the past. And I've Googled them just out of curiosity. And I've had two.
Okay.
One is like my teeth falling out.
I've had that one. I used to have it all the time.
I used to have it all the time. I don't have it so much anymore.
Yeah.
And that said it was like anxiety related or something like that. I think it's because I got my teeth fucking knocked out. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that could
and
play
I'm
into dealing
a
with
about it.
Yeah, traumatic events. Right. That's processing past trauma. Yeah.
But then the other one I had was like free climbing skyscrapers. And I don't remember that. Well, I don't remember what that one meant, but I was also kind of like,
You weren't buying what it was selling, like why you were having it.
I mean, not really. Like it's like the same thing with like a astrology.
I was gonna say
stuff,
a horoscope.
Where
yes.
It's like, it's broad enough that you're like, yeah, I can kind of see it, but like, this right. Could be anything though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Again, people have thoughts. But yeah, it's dealing with, it goes on, you know, like again, or like teeth getting knocked out, like past trauma, processing it so your brain can handle it and get over it and heal.
Mm.
Healing mechanism for your thoughts, you know. Then this one, this article calls this one, I'm going to read it because I don't, basically, you know, it wants to tell us that when we're sleeping, this one I'm not totally on board with because sleeping is like a defense mechanism where, like, you know, you're paralyzed and then, like, so you kind of, quote-unquote, are playing dead. No, I don't buy that because that's when someone would attack you. You're breathing, you're moving.
Yeah, that makes
the
sense.
Article even goes on to talk about that. So that one's mentioned in here. Yeah, right. But also, yeah, the threat rehearsal stuff it talks about, that, you know, that goes on in your dreams, perhaps, you know, getting ready, like how basically...
sounds more like a nightmare type thing.
Could be, but let's say you're not in like a deep, deep sleep and you're hearing things outside, like basically how a noise could like wake you up, or like, you know, you're watching movies that does have, you know, where like the dog's licking your face, but you think your hand's in like a glass of water or some shit.
Yeah.
Like your brain processes this to know you, to give you outside stimuli. So if something really dramatic happens, like a loud thunder boom or something, like you'll be waking up and it might incorporate into the narrative. If you're having an actual narrative dream, it might incorporate itself into that.
Definitely had that recently. I don't remember how it played out, but yeah.
Right?
It was just the dog licking my hand.
Nice.
When I woke up. So.
And you don't, but.
I don't remember.
But it did wake you up.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember it was jarring enough that it woke me up.
Nice. It also talks about, we can go on to talk about how basically we run hot. So when we're sleeping.
I'm always hot.
Our body cools down.
No, it doesn't. The body temperature
is supposed to cool down.
I'm so sweaty.
It's, oh my God. Just imagine if you weren't sleeping. Those peak hours, maybe you'd be on fire. God. That's scary to talk about. Sorry I said that. Yeah. Zach, if you don't sleep every day, your body will erupt into flames. Oh my God.
Sounds like a bad time.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, so basically your body cools down. Oh, quote, experiments have shown that rats prevented from entering REM sleep will die from hypothermia.
What?
Wild. I could click on the link to learn more about that, but I'm not doing that.
All right.
Unless you want to.
Not at the moment.
Yeah, let's see what this says. Oh, it's a whole dissertation. Nope. Nope, not reading that. Yeah, but basically, you know, longest periods toward the end of the night can be the coldest time. So basically, it kind of, yeah. Right? Cool. Moving on.
Cool. Mr. Cool Ace.
I just let it roll because I was looking at this thing I was about to say to you and then I fucking thought about Mr. Cool Ice.
Yeah.
That's some behind the veil talk, guys. If you haven't, just Google Mr. Cool Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like skulls and being cool and ice?
Yeah.
Well, he's your guy.
Yeah, he's your guy for sure.
If all those boxes get checked, he's your guy. The Sentinel Hypothesis basically states that REM sleep evolved as a way to, quote, place animals into a semi-wakeful state that might aid in the detection of threats. For example, external stimuli such as noises and smells are often incorporated. I talked about that already.
Okay. But
basically, and some of these lines are blurred a little bit. But again, you know, if you're experiencing things from the outside in your dreams, you can get ready to be like, I got to deal with something. Oh, shit, there's this thing over here. Let's go.
Okay.
Because otherwise, if, like, you weren't dreaming, you'd just be out and you wouldn't be able to process any of that stuff. Like, I try to think about that, too, when I was going through this list. Like, if you just brain just shut off, which sometimes when you don't dream, it is just off and then you're on again. You don't get nothing.
Right. So I have another scenario.
Yes, please.
In relative recent memory.
Yes.
Of smelling. I was definitely sleeping.
Okay.
I smelled smoke.
Fuck.
Not normal smoke. Like
fire smoke?
Electrical.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I had happened to do something that I normally didn't do the night before. I had like a humidifier or something like that going. And I was like, oh, it's probably that. I ran out of water. I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
So I woke.
You woke up.
Got up. Turned it off. Went back to sleep. That wasn't it. Still smelled it. I woke up and my ceiling fan had begun to smoke. The motor Holy was burning shit. Out. Yeah.
That's crazy. And yeah. See, scary.
This is why I'm bad at sleeping, though, because things wake me up all the time.
Because your threat detection is, like, on point. Yeah. You're ready to go at all times.
Apparently. That's what I'm learning, I guess.
If it was, like, you know, hunter-gatherer tribe, you would be the guy who, even though, like if there's a lookout, you don't have to be better than that guy. You'd be able to sleep, and then you'd be like, fuck, man, what are we doing? I smell some fire. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. This hut just exploded or some shit.
Yep. I guess, maybe.
I just said,
this hut just exploded.
Or some yeah. shit. Why is that guy on lookout at all? Well, he should be responsible for anything.
He's in REM sleep. He's bad at it.
That's fucking Daryl. You know what happens to Daryl.
Fucking Daryl.
And then it also mentions a byproduct of sleep paralysis, which, like, no, sleep paralysis, I'm not a scientist or a doctor. We know that.
Correct.
But, like, if it's a byproduct of sleep paralysis, I feel like sleep paralysis would be more just a byproduct of sleep. The chemicals get flipped around and then you're seeing demons.
Right.
Which I definitely won't be talking about this episode.
Interesting.
Or any kind of entities or if any hypotheses. And then basically, this next one, I'll just read the 10. Dreams protect the brain from itself. Again, this is an owlocation.com article. But it says that it maintains, quote, activity in the visual system of the brain to prevent its takeover by other brain systems. According to this defense...
That's like sleepwalking and shit.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it puts you out. Such takeover is naturally and can proceed within for hours. For example, blindness may lead to the same type of takeover of the visual cortex by neighboring brain systems. So your brain tries to eat itself?
Interesting.
Use pathways that, like, you know, weren't designed for those systems.
Okay. They destroy it?
Or just, like, override it?
Override? Yeah, right? Okay. Sure.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Have you looked into this? Because I told you I've been sleepwalking at 3 a.m. recently.
No, but part of that was in my head. It wasn't. This isn't, because that's this behind isn't purposely the veil talk.
But, like, now, yeah. Now I'm starting to feel a little targeted.
No. Yeah, something got me thinking about dreams, and that was that might have been, maybe perhaps I've been dreaming about those conversations, and it came forth just to kind of talk about. But yeah, so those, again, why do we dream? Those are some ideas, which they can all kind of be summed up by processing information, you know, just, you know, organizing data, processing things, you know, you've dealt with during the day, allowing you to interact with the outside world while your body recharges. And then kind of protecting your brain from itself. Which, more on that point, because now that I'm kind of thinking about it, quote, which the brain may degrade during times of rest. That's a theory. But rather than,
like,
degrading...
Like keeping electronic signals open type thing?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, this, you know, I would be more on board with the idea that... brain activity could degrade. And then this other theory, defense activation theory, suggests that the brain just, keeps moving.
It's got to keep firing to keep...
It's got to keep doing
keep
stuff.
Keep on top of its game.
Like, your heart keeps beating, your brain keeps thinking. And if you're out, it doesn't have to interact with the world, so it's got to find things to do. Basically, when you go to sleep...
You get bored still.
You clock out, but your brain is still working.
Yeah.
Which that's got to build some resentment between you and your brain. It can't just...
Again, those dream dollars would be nice.
Dream dollars would be so good. God, if only there'd be a way to transfer dream dollars. I'd be working so hard in my dreams.
It's like crypto, I think.
I was literally thinking about open your Cash App, get some Bitcoin.
Yeah. Get your dream bucks.
Yeah, same idea. All right, so, but people do dream. What are 7 common dreams?
Well, I've mentioned 2 already.
You did.
I think.
You did.
We agreed on 1.
The height. Yeah. The height, falling, dreams. That's got to be on. It's going to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, first number 1 was dreams about falling. Talked about that. So what do we think that means? Like you said, it can be like astrology.
Well, mine were more about climbing. But
okay. Well, that I would, I'm going to play dreamologist and say that's about achieving things. Not caring about the dangers of achieving your goals. You're just going for it. Confidence.
Sure.
You're not falling in these dreams. You're going up, right? Are
right.
you afraid of falling in these dreams? But you're still going up.
Not really. Not that I recall, at least. I haven't had one in a while.
Probably
a couple of years, but...
Yeah, I'd just say straight confidence. You know that there may be dangers, but, like, you're just going forward.
Sure. See, we're doing it. That seems broad enough that I would accept that.
Dreamology by Nick.
Yep, there you go.
That's the
start a website.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Falling, though.
This,
all right.
This says, quote, dreaming of falling is very common. It is a symbol of fear in real life, perhaps of falling at work or in your love life. That Russell Grant's talking about that. He authored the Illustrated Dream Dictionary, which is something I feel like I could do.
Yeah, why not? Well, I feel like I could do it, too.
This is from
Fine as well, but...
verywellmind.com. There's another common dream,
mm-hmm.
being naked.
Hmm. What does that one mean?
That one says...
You like being naked.
Penny Pierce, the author of Dream Dictionary for Dummies.
Cool.
Again, I don't want to presume things, but...
Sure.
Perhaps either one of us could have penned such a tale.
Well, they are authors and we are not, so...
That's a fact. Suggest that dreaming of public nudity might indicate that you feel like a phony. So you're you know, perhaps you don't want to show
your deeper.
You don't want to. Right. Have you ever dreamed about being chased?
Yeah, probably.
This one seems to be pretty obvious. You know, you're trying to.
You don't like being chased?
You're running away from something.
Right. Whatever's chasing you.
Get out of here. Yeah, maybe this is. Yeah, right? What is chasing you?
I don't remember any chasing dreams, so nothing that cool.
Well, this article gives us three options. What if you're being chased by an animal?
Okay.
They suggest that this is about anger, passions, and other feelings, which I feel should be more specific. But that seems like more primal, like you're being chased by just these deep crocodile brain stuff.
Sure.
And then, if you're being chased by the opposite sex, perhaps you're afraid of love.
Okay.
Or haunted by a past relationship. Again, I've never really had chasing dreams.
I have, but I couldn't tell you what the hell they were.
No. When I was younger, I would... This category, and again, I don't know if I'm going to even be merging any of this into later things I talk about. An unknown chaser.
Okay.
Perhaps it's just some past trauma that you haven't quite dealt with yet.
Sure.
Some nefarious monster.
I mean, I feel like that could be... You could say that for any dream.
Literally anything.
Like any
dream. It's almost like if you have a dream and you tell somebody about it, like I just had a, you know, just like 5 seconds ago and I basically
did
that.
When you started your website?
Yeah, when I started my website, Dreamology by Nick.
Right.
Nick the Dreamer. Dream Nick.
I'd rework that. Workshop that around a little bit, maybe.
Nick, I am right now. It's live. Hmm. Nick, the
guy that chases you in your dreams.
Yeah. I think my this would be Nick, and I just call myself Dream Dollar. That'd just be my name.
Dr. Dream.
I'm just Dr. Dream Dollar. DDD.
Cool.
All right. Oh, dramatic. Hey, what do you think you're thinking about during a dream about dying? Not good.
Not good.
Change, they talk about, too. Could change. Be about change. A dramatic shift. Something dying. Again, we're in metaphor land here.
Yeah. I mean, dreams are just metaphors.
They're all metaphors.
But, yeah.
And even if we go back to the few things I read about earlier, about, like, if your brain's making vague connections to things.
Right.
It's piecing things together. It's working it out.
Sure.
Dreamology by Nick would be like, what are you dreaming about? Oh, you're working it out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever dreamt about flying?
No.
I have. Lucid dreaming? Haven't done it lately. But one time I was lucid dreaming and I was like, bitch, I'm going to fly. And I did.
Going back to when I said the dog was just licking my hand?
Yes.
That was, I became lucid in the dream and realized it was just the dog licking my hand and then woke up to the dog licking my hand.
You dreamed about a dog licking your hand?
No. It kind of like broke the fourth wall in a way.
Got it. Nice.
It's not totally lucid, but
close.
Aware.
Yeah, aware, right. So this could deal with, you know, being independent. You know, your independence, you're able to just go for it, flying. And also, perhaps you're just like, look around, and you're like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Escape from life. You fly away. So just common dreams, flying. There's also like infidelity in there. That's, you know, infidelity, dreaming about, looking around, if you're in a relationship of any kind, what's out there. And then there was one about taking a test, which, you know, you're under scrutiny, examining things. So basically, you know, you can fail a test. So, like, insecurities.
You're gonna fail something. You're worried.
Fear of fail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to dream that I'd be late for tests.
Which that is just like exhausting.
It's extra fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a test coming. Are you going to miss it? Fuck.
That sounds miserable.
It's only a couple times.
Okay.
It's back college times. Or I dream, sometimes it hasn't been lately, but I would dream about like college stuff. And I dream about like missing the train, which that would just always be like a concern. But I don't take the train to school anymore, so.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, why do people dream?
I don't know.
What do we dream? Why do we dream what we dream? Modern humans don't know. And what I just get to kind of telling you, they're all guesses, educated guesses, hypotheses. Yeah, metaphors for your, I mean, it's your brain working stuff out.
Yeah.
But I mean, modern humans really don't know. I mean, not really, which is both fascinating and terrifying.
Right.
But ancient humans, well, they had ideas. Let's talk about ancient Greece.
Cool.
Specifically.
What are they doing?
All right. Well, in Greek folklore, they are the Oneroi. Might be pronounced wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're going to go with it.
Sure.
They are gods descended from Hypnos. He is the very personification of sleep. That's cool.
Snorlax.
He is a Snorlax.
Yeah.
What's also cool is all these things existed. This whole lineage I'm talking about, just giving you a little taste here, existed before
Pokemon?
Before Pikachu.
Yeah, all right. Before what?
Hypnos is not one of your starting Pokemon.
Okay.
He could be. He'd be the starting Pokemon. They're like primordial forces that existed before anything could exist.
Okay, but still, that makes sense.
Still people, right? Still like entities. So Hypnos. Hypnos has a twin brother. He's pretty neat. That's Thanatos.
Okay.
Who is a god of the underworld, often playing second fiddle to Hades. But he's god of the underworld.
Okay.
I imagine in this little Hades realm, it's got like a different, like a corner. He doesn't have the corner office. He's got like
assistant
a side office.
Assistant too.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, like they're both technically equal, but like Hades does all the stuff.
He's the face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, even though he plays second fiddle to Hades, at least Thanatos had a Marvel villain named after him. Thanos. Okay. Inspiration. So anyways, when your mom is Nyx, which is goddess of night, and your dad is Erebus, god of darkness, your family tree is going to be pretty hardcore. My mother was the night, and my father was the darkness. Slow down, man. That's a little much.
All right, Batman. Whoa, why don't you take your makeup off?
Yeah, calm down. Get out of your cave. And also, Nyx and Erebus both descended from Chaos.
Oh.
This person.
I'm a fan of Chaos.
Me too. From which everything originates, because Chaos was like, boom. It's Big Bang shit.
Here I am.
If we want to merge
deal with it.
Science with... you know, this.
Yep.
And they all predate the Titans and Olympians. Wild primordial stuff. Anyways, Nyx and Erebus gave birth. They gave birth to Hypnos.
Okay.
Who would father alongside their mother, the goddess of rest and relaxation, Pasithea. So we got a god of sleep. What a match made.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And relaxation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we just always do
a couple.
All we do is chill.
Yeah.
Well, they're kids of the Oneroi. Oneroi.
Sure.
Which just means the dreams. Notable dreams are Phobatur and Phantasos. The most powerful of the three would be Morpheus. Yeah. Names predate the universe-ish and the Matrix.
Right. That's the name I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
It's not that recent movie that I was like, is that the...
Which recent movie?
The one that bombed?
Oh, Morbius.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not Morbin time. Yeah. Might be all Morphin right.
Morpheus.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morpheus. Right. But Morphin time applies to Morpheus. And you can imagine the words that trans that go back to his name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's 1,000 of the dreams, but those are like the top three.
Okay.
Morpheus is the god of dreams and would often serve as messenger for other gods to speak to humanity through their dreams. He's a vessel for the gods to speak to you in your dreams. Sometimes preparing them for things they would face in their waking hours, or we know how the gods go. Sometimes They got their games they play. So Morpheus would also like spread his lies to the humans via the gods' lies to the humans, manipulating them for the gods' own purposes. So he's just up for everything.
Yeah. I mean, his dad was chaos, so.
Yeah.
Or grandfather.
It's a grandfather, yeah, which is, again, what a cool lineage.
Yeah.
My grandfather was chaos, my mother was night, and my father was darkness. Slow the fuck down. You're out of control, man. I am the god of dreams.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, slow it down. Jesus. It's, yeah, you know. Of all the dreams, Morpheus was able to best intimidate the visage of a human.
Yeah.
Because he could change into a human. Again, obviously his name is where the term morph comes from.
It's morphing time. Because it means
like shape, changing, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. He was the best at impersonating people, but this was not his true form. My grandfather was chaos. My mother was night. My father was darkness. And my true natural state is that of a winged demon.
Hello.
I am Morpheus.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
Can you go home?
Morpheus, you're out of this. Hey, want some sweet dreams? Morpheus, are you a dream dealer?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? Now, his brothers would impersonate animals or inanimate objects and create scary or fantastical dreams. Again, fantasos. It's amazing how many just words, you know, again.
Fantasmos.
Yeah, basically. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff. Now, and all these guys, they all lived in the underworld. Again, how cooler can you get? And only the gods could visit them. They also had a gate of dreams that you could enter their little world in the underworld. That was guarded by two scary monsters. Just scary creatures.
Yeah, perfect.
Great. That's a sitcom I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Give me Venture Time, or not Venture Time, Venture Brothers.
Yes.
Vibes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
A little cheeky.
Yep.
Everybody's really fucking cool.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weird shit going on.
Come on down into our secret
weird
base.
Dreams. Yeah. And the poet Ovid goes into some of these stories that these entities partake in and some, you know, Zeus tomfoolery into the metamorphoses. Again,
okay.
Metamorphos, all uh-huh. these things go back together. Those are just Greek and, you know, Greek mythology, let's say Greekology stories. That's not a term.
It's seeped into a lot of our language.
Absolutely, because of course it would.
Yeah.
Just all these things play a role. Greek gods and goddesses.net and GreekMythology.com, but again, been around centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Millennia. It's the same thing. So I also came across this little article. Okay, so you're dreaming. Perhaps dreams are funneled to you by a winged demon.
Cool.
Who's giving you messages of the gods.
Great.
Well, what if you're dreaming about monsters? Have you ever dreamed about monsters?
What kind?
Any kind. What could those dreams mean?
Probably. At some point.
So what does it mean about... What does it mean when you dream about monsters?
What does it mean?
Well, this is an article from millersguild.com, and one potential option could mean that you can overcome your challenges. Because if there's a monster in your dream, it means that you got some problems. But that does not mean the problems will beat you. You just got some shit to deal with.
Okay, another good metaphor, I guess.
It is, yeah. They also, you know, if there's a monster coming, it means there might be something on the horizon. I'm not going to say your brain has future knowledge, but perhaps you anticipate something or you know something's coming up.
Okay.
To get you ready. In the same vein, that it also can mean that victory is coming your way. Naturally, in these types of dreams, you will have slain the beast if it was coming after you. And then, I mean, it doesn't say it here, but I'm going to assume you're going to party your ass off after sure. you slay this thing's beast.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, like, being hunted and you conquer it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perhaps you are not the prey, and it is.
Mm.
Just saying. Perhaps you got some shit to do. If anybody's in your life giving you grief, they could also be represented by the monster. Again, metaphor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The monsters, because of course, let you know that you are at war with your emotions. If you're dealing with anything, perhaps internally, can bubble to the surface of your brain when you're sleeping, cause you some grief, help you prepare to deal with that grief
mm-hmm.
when you're awake.
Sure.
And again, if you keep dreaming about these monsters, perhaps it could be a sign that you're overthinking these issues if the monster keeps coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not had reoccurring monsters where I keep coming back to monsters despite reoccurring dreams where I keep coming back to monsters despite sure. if I'm overthinking things.
I'm a classic overthinker. I've never had monster dreams or repeat monster dreams. So
I do feel like I'm missing out.
Could be fun.
Wouldn't mind a monster dream.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dreamt about monsters, but usually I'm just like, they're just like around or I'm like watching them.
Well, that sounds fun.
I did have some Mothman dreams, now that I think about it.
Hmm. That means he's watching you.
Was I the Mothman?
Maybe you are the Mothman.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Probably should.
Nick, are you the Mothman? Monsters can also be a sign that there's an adventure in your life. Things are getting going. It's exciting.
Yeah, monsters.
You're experiencing something are. Perhaps that you can make a profit off of if you shot it in the eye and took it on tour to the carnivals.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
Same vein, it could mean that good news is coming. Seeing a monster could also show that you have hidden desires that you haven't quite accepted, things that are about to manifest, perhaps.
Sure.
So maybe you should dive into that more.
Yeah, why not?
Take some risks.
Yeah.
Fight. Again, it's all about, monster just seems like there's conflict. There's something going on in your life.
Sure.
It could also mean that your fears are killing you, quote. This dream can also show that your fears will kill you slowly. You'll see that there is a monster in front of you in your dream. Now, fear isn't a horrible thing, but perhaps it's manifested and it's a little too much to handle. Again, monsters could mean you're anxious. It's coming after you.
Sure.
You'll also have a new beginning, maybe. Because that's not bad news. Perhaps seeing a monster is like, hey, you found me.
You I'm get to join Sasquatch. Me.
Let's party.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
It can also mean that you're lonely. Quote, a dream about monsters can mean that you are lonely. Well, in this dream, you'll see yourself kissing a monster.
That sounds fun. I need to get more lonely.
Quote. Zach is just driving his life into the ground. He's hoping he dreams about kissing a monster. He's got a plan.
I keep having dreams about having a plan, though. That's the problem.
He's just torpedoing everything in his life to hopefully kiss a monster in his dreams. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
This means that, of course, you know, the relationship is toxic because it is, in fact, a monster. And perhaps you guys should not be together. But maybe it's the monster for you. Who's the judge?
Yeah.
And this last one made me laugh because it's not like funny, but it's kind of funny. You're becoming a bad person.
I'm becoming a monster. So
you
I'm
are the monster.
Dreaming about monsters.
You're just dreaming, you know, about turning. Vampires bitten you. Werewolves bitten you. It's a full moon.
None of them are smooching you, though.
About to do shit. No, you're not kissing a monster, which is just quite a situation to have. Well, I dream about kissing a monster tonight. Let's hope so.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Mission accomplished.
But yeah, so any of those things could be why you're dreaming about monsters. So if anybody's been listening. Right? What?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Why did I fall down this dream tunnel?
Oh, I don't know.
I was looking up stories of shadow people, hooded figures in dreams, hooded figures walking around.
Who are they?
What do they mean?
The Hat Man?
Hatman's one of them.
It's like a season one callback.
Correct. I was scrolling back. I'm like, when's the last time we talked about like dream things? Hatman was the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow people, dark figures in corners. So then I got into this weird thing, like, is it something to do with our dreams? What's going on? Marty in this hole. What is this episode going to be about? Where am I as a human?
Yeah.
Who am I? Am I the Mothman?
Am I a monster?
Am I a monster?
Am I smooching monsters?
Am I kissing monsters? Am I the Mothman making out with monsters in my head? Am I Mothman making out with monsters in my mind? There's the alliteration off the charts.
There you go.
Yeah, we got there. But I mean, you know, real normal everyday people things. Not scary shit. Shadow people. Literal nightmares. Because I came across a story about a little girl seeing tall, green, hooded figures associated with a glowing aura at her father's Wisconsin home in the 1970s.
Wow.
Summed it up. Not going to read you the whole thing.
Okay.
These hooded figures roamed about the room, making clicking sounds. One had its hand above her sister's head because they were sharing a room. When she freaked out and yelled and ran for her father, the figures vanished. The story was said to be transcribed from Jim Harold's podcast and put on phantomsandmonsters.com, a site we're familiar with. And then somehow the internet just thrust it into my daily life. So I was like, how many times do people see shadow people?
A lot.
I was looking at that. There's a lot. So do you want to hear a few shadow people stories?
Yeah.
Sleeping, awake.
Yeah. Just fucking, I mean, I've read a lot of shadow people stories, but lay them on me.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to read all these accounts. I'm going to do my best to sum them up. I have them all listed in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I can get a little loosey goosey with it. All right.
Cool.
All right. So basically people are living in a mobile home. It's a weird place for a pause. So when they were living there that, you know, they were done for the evening, they did sleep in a giant waterbed.
Nice.
Do you think waterbeds will ever come back?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
It's probably for the best.
Probably. I think in the future we're going to be needing all the water we can get. Perhaps don't make beds out of it.
Well, I mean, people stuff money under their mattress. Why not fill your mattress with water?
I mean, it's a good point. And, like, have a spigot. Like, keep your water there. Sure. Like, sleep on your supply for the day.
Yeah.
When, you know, the world has collapsed.
It's real moldy, probably.
Yeah, it's not great.
And sweaty and gross. Don't sleep on your water.
Have you ever been on a waterbed?
Yeah.
Me too. And they're never great.
No.
Yeah. Why do I want to be on the ocean in my bed? Mm. What a craze. What a wild time. What a bunch of wild ideas people had. All right, so that night, the children were gone. And it was just these two individuals hanging out.
Okay.
Had a light on.
Mm-hmm.
Could see it through the bedroom because it was in the hallway.
Sure.
When all of a sudden, something creeped through the bedroom door and then, like, lined up against their bed. It's very precise with these directions here. Quote, then rounding the corner of our bed took up a fixed position at the foot of our bed. I was aware that this entity was conscious of us and was intently watching us as we lay there. The entity can best be described as a something that had the appearance of black smoke or a shadow. However, it was more material than either of these, but less material than a real person. That's a phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Guy wasn't scared, though. He was just aware that this thing maybe was not from Earth.
I mean, I feel like you should be a little startled by that. On your toes, maybe.
So the whole time...
I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
Not scared.
No, I was totally, yeah. Nothing wasn't getting to me.
But it wasn't from this Earth.
Which is what I said. Just legit, I wasn't afraid. Nothing bothered me.
Yeah.
It might have been from space.
Yeah. Definitely not from here.
He noticed a change in his wife. Again, he's watching this thing run around, like the room. It's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just like, honey, are you awake? And it says here that she goes, yes. Oh, my God. He asked her if she saw anything. And she's like, what are you talking about? You mean that thing staying at the foot of the bed?
What? Is that what she really said?
Yeah, that's what she said. That was an actual quote from here.
Okay.
Yeah, that made him a little bit, he was a little concerned. It says, quote,
nervous. Who calmly says that?
Just the best.
The thing at the end of the bed?
Just the best woman.
Standing there?
Just the best woman.
Observing us?
The best individual, the best human. Just like, oh yeah, this creature over here, yeah,
it's fine.
I'd love to be that calm in that situation. Then it just kind of hung out. And then eventually it just kind of became less corporeal and went away.
What was it doing? It's like a voyeur
just
type thing?
Basically just creeping, you know? And then this one goes into talk about how, you know, it saw something stroll through their kitchen, but, quote, didn't take it too seriously. It's fine.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, don't worry about it. He comes by for bread every once in a while, sugar. I don't know.
He's just making a sandwich.
No.
He's not hurting anybody. Just wants a tasty treat. And then he had a friend over and he saw it too. I was like, what's that?
I just told you.
But the thing gave no shits. Just walking around. The end of that. Somebody talks about how they saw this figure in like an ancient Celtic village.
Sure.
But again, these things don't acknowledge their presence, so you just kind of like, whatever. This other one goes on to talk about that just after they had sat down, their eyes adjusted, you know, getting ready to go to bed, saw a, quote, a shadow darker than the dark walk across the door.
What does that mean exactly?
It's just like pitch black, like darker like, than you'd like ever seen before. Like a vacuum almost? Basically, yeah, this black hole entity just creeping around. So that was at his parents' house. He went back there. He always saw weird shit when he was there, and then he saw that thing, and he was like, that's not good. And then this next story was a guy outside smoking. And then basically, it took three... he saw this dark silhouette of a person. It took a few steps and was gone. Why is this? It just says, I only ever see apparitions in the form of shadow people. How else would you see apparitions?
Well, I mean, there's other...
I've seen several throughout my life. I've seen them both peripherally and straight on. And this is the end of this account.
Well, that sounds like a shadow person to him is like on the wall.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a, like a shadow that's moving on its own type thing.
Yeah, that feels
to
right.
To me, but I have no idea.
No, that feels right. But he's just constantly...
He's differentiating between that and an apparition, being a black form
I guess, appearing in front of you. Yeah, the only apparitions I see look like shadow people. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right. Then they go on to... This article is from CVLTNation.com, where some of these are taken, where all these ones are
That's
taken
That's Cult
from.
Nation. You're just not cult enough to know that it's Cult Nation.
It is Cult Nation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck me, man. Well... I'm not as creepy as I thought. My mother is at night and my father is in darkness. Yeah. I don't have giant demon wings and give people dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Morpheus is wild. I heard about all his adventures that Ovid tells. It is, you know, metamorphoses. And then this guy talks about how his no-nonsense Englishman grandfather... basically kept seeing these things out of the corner of his eye. And one day he just told him that he wouldn't be seeing them anymore. Thank you very much. And then he never saw him again. He's like, I'm not going to be seeing you anymore.
I'm done with you guys.
He just says,
pack it up.
No. We're done. And then they just kind of went away. But
they
it goes on to say, oh, what's up, go ahead.
They listen to him.
They listen. They're like, sorry, dude. But before that, I mean, he would see them doing cartwheels, dancing, jerky dances.
What the hell does that mean?
Like puppets dance. Oh. I wish it just said dancing, jerky dances.
I thought like the
dancing like
the
real
Charleston or
jerk.
Something.
There you go. Yeah. Or just walking around. And then it says that when he was in grammar school, he was just too grown up for them. And then he said, go away. That's enough. I'm too adult for this shit. Get out of here.
Yeah, what does that mean? What are these things then? They're hanging out with kids, and then you get grown up and they leave?
It seems like his brother wasn't as forthright as he was, because it says that his brother kept seeing them. And as far as he knew, again, this guy's grandpa, his brother never stopped seeing them. So he continued to see them throughout his entire existence.
Huh.
So that's wild. But again, the gist of the people see phantoms and shadow people out of the corner of their eyes. Also, you know, as someone who experienced this a couple years ago when I was outside and looked up into the sky and saw a bunch of, like, shit floating in my face. Like, I had floaters in my eyes.
Probably pollen.
Well,
I know what you're talking about.
The breakaway part of your eye.
When you see, like, the synapses firing
back of your eye. And, like, it's embarrassing that I don't remember the term for them. Little chunks in your eyeball that, like, the membrane that can come detached, and it usually just settles back into your eye, but it floats. They're just floaters. But when they float across, it's shadows. And you can catch them from the corner of your eye. I've done that in, like, a dark room. I thought I saw something. I turned my head. A lot of these things, I would, if I was going to be a scientist, would explain with some people seeing some floaters. Now, when you see a full, like, human walking across, maybe not just a floater. If you're seeing, like,
humans, that's a giant floater.
I can go see the optometrist.
Oh, it's waving at me.
Right.
That's weird.
And then the lineup.com just got a few more. We're almost at the home stretch here. But, I mean, you get the idea, right? You're seeing phantom creatures.
Right.
Roaming around. This one guy from this article from Reddit. Well, actually, it looks like it's sourced from Phantom and the Monsters. But the guy's name was Snickety. It looks like he saw them three times. It was in the 60s. He saw five of them at one point after he woke up. That was at camp. They were just walking around the camp. He was in bed. They were totally silent. They were tall. Humanoid, white eyes. They were all white.
They had eyes, though.
They had eyes, and but they weren't red. They were pitch black. Blacker than my dimly lit room, so, you know, I would say darker than dark, perhaps. And then he didn't move around. Didn't know if he had sleep paralysis, but those things kept on creeping. Then somebody else, Anatheum, this is just people's names. Again, that was Snickety. Cool names. Internet's a good thing. They were talking about how this man saw a figure that stood at 6'5", wore a black suit and an old-fashioned top hat. That's a hat man.
That's a hat man right there.
Yeah, absolutely. He had long hair and sharp blue eyes. Interesting. This person screamed. Their sister jumped. And then they threw a salt shaker at the creature. The shadow person's face fell into what seemed like a sorrowful expression. And then just kind of shimmered away.
He was assaulted.
He's like, what the fuck, man? I was assaulted. Fuck, man.
All right, I'll go home.
Well, there you go. Somebody saw someone when they were six. Their grandma also talked about seeing a dark figure. Just countless times. Mother saw it, too. It was standing over their father. They moved, though.
Don't worry. Good.
The shadow people came, too.
Oh, cool. The whole family moved.
Oh, yeah. But it looks like in this one, they were standing side by side wearing matching hats and were pitch black. More Hat Man.
More Hat Man. Multiple Hat Man. It's the Hat Man, man.
I know.
Hat Man, man.
The Hat Man, man. Maybe sometimes a Hat Man just likes to put a hoodie on. Right?
He's like, I'm going to use my alter ego tonight, Shadow Person. I'm not going to have my hat on.
No. And then this one is Mac Weirdo 42. I'm going to read the whole thing, quote. Well, it says their earliest memory. Oh, Jesus. Quote. This is really strange. I had never really heard about shadow people until a few years ago. This was posted 7 years ago on Reddit in the paranormal subreddit. But when I did, it was sent a shiver down my spine because I've been scared of them my whole life, but without a name for them. This is because literally my first memory is of being visited by shadow people in my crib.
Okay.
And this isn't no sleep. This is paranormal, so I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
I was roughly 2 or 3 years old at the time, putting this in either 1985 or 86. My memory is of waking up in my crib and becoming aware of a presence nearby. I saw a dark shadow on the wall on one side of my crib, but the shadow had bright white eyes. It's another instance of white eyes.
Yeah, see, when I think shadow people, I don't think eyes.
I just think darkness.
Yeah.
It sucks you in.
Because like most of the accounts I've read, it's just like almost like a shadow.
Yeah.
That moves on its own, though.
Yeah, it's aware. It's sentient. Yeah. It's got ambition. It's got, you know, it's
no eyes.
Wherewithal, no eyes.
Because it's a shadow looking thing.
Which is strange.
So.
It started coming toward me, and I got scared and went to the other end of my crib, where I ran into another such creature coming at me from the other direction. Neither creature had any real form I could make out. They were just black against the wall, even though the room was already dark, save from streetlights shining in through the window.
Smoke monster.
A lot of details for an infant, and perhaps was there any click, 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 brrrr,
no.
Mechanical sounds and clicking and clacking. That one story that I came across recently had the clicking above somebody's head.
Huh.
All I could really make out for certain was their bright, almost glowing white eyes. Both of these creatures kept along the wall toward me. I had at this point moved to the middle of my crib and didn't really have anywhere to go. At that point...
It's just also weird that this is like a 2 or 3 year old.
It's very detailed.
That he's trying to escape in his crib.
Right. Like, where do I go?
Yeah.
Like, well, man, nowhere. At that point, my memory ends. I don't recall what happened when they finally reached me. I do know, however, that the experience traumatized me to the point, which is again where the point where he's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Years later.
30 years later. 20 years later.
This is like Supernatural, like Dean Sam Winchester shit.
Yeah.
When Galloway's came and visited him. This man's mother didn't end up on the ceiling in flames and fire, but.
That you know of.
That's true. He doesn't talk. Oh, and my mom burned alive on the ceiling. What? Huh. I remember that part. Oh, I do know, however, that the experience traumatized me to the point where I tried to tell my parents about it. I don't remember that part, but they do. I told them in my limited vocabulary about these shadows trying to get me, and my mom distinctly remembers thinking that I was talking about the shadows from the window blinds.
Is he talking about his vocabulary as a 2 or 3 year old?
He used his best vocabulary as a 2 year old to describe the shadow monsters that were coming to get him.
Okay.
And he doesn't remember doing it, but his parents are like, "You're telling us about some shadow people."
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot to take in there.
Sure, yep.
As she put it, again, they're just lines in the wall. They're not real. Funny thing is, even though I don't remember this explanation, it stuck with me because ever since then, I refer to them as lions. And I never knew why. I didn't remember the conversation and the creatures didn't look like lions, but I just always referred to them as lions.
That guy's crazy.
That was the only time I ever saw these things, but I've had nightmares about them at various points throughout my life. It's just so weird to me that all of things, this was literally the first memory I can recall. When I finally did read about shadow people, like I said, it literally sent a chill down my spine. Honestly, I had to close my web browser and leave the room the first time I read about them because of how similar they were to the lions I'd seen as a toddler. I love the fact that he basically just like, is at his computer.
I got something to say about that guy.
Probably closes his laptop, goes, oof, and walks out and, like, paces. Yeah? What do you think?
He's lying.
He is lying about his lions, huh?
That's what I think.
Oh, my God. Now, I fully admit, as my first memory, details are naturally sketchy. And it's entirely possible it was all a dream and that I simply don't recall it as a dream. It just weirds me out how much this experience I had sounds like stories about shadow people I've read, even though I had literally never heard about shadow people until after I graduated college.
Yeah, I mean, that is just a wild thing, if you've never actually heard of it.
Right.
And then it all lines up so precise.
And then there's only 2 comments on this article, and by article, I mean comment. Actually, there's 7.
Well, now who's lying?
Me. What the... this guy's name... Oh, Mac Weirdo. Okay. Yeah. Then there's... the comments are just people... Oh, okay. Mac Weirdo responded. Because somebody's like, I'm skeptical. They say they like the story. But they're like, I don't think you would be able to remember things from your crib. So we get a rebuttal. And because it's the last rebuttal, we usually don't get these. I'm skeptical myself. I don't necessarily think there may be anything to it. I fully accept it may have been a dream, that it just seemed real because I was a toddler who had no concept of the difference between dreams and reality, but I have no doubt that the memory itself is real. It was incredibly vivid. I mean, I can close my eyes and picture the whole event clearly, and my parents have verified it in multiple ways. Not only did they verify it by saying they remember me telling them about it, but also in that I called the creatures lions, which made no sense to me as they looked nothing but lions, but it did make sense when my mom explained she tried to calm me down by saying the shadows were just lines on the walls from the window blinds. This man named these creatures because his mom said window lines, and he called them lions. And there were phantom lions in his head.
I had already inferred that. Did right. you not say that
before? He didn't make the connection, but I mean, right. Oh, that okay. makes right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And again, he goes on to talk about again how that's obvious why he called them that. But then he's like, I could be making this whole thing up. It's the internet. These things happen. But I'm assuming I'm not deliberately lying. I think I can safely say that, yes, these memories did come from when I was in my crib because of the outside verification.
Well, all right. That's an acceptable rebuttal in my
right, mind. It seems fair, right?
Yeah. He threw it all out there, what I had inferred already, and
seemed yeah,
honest
something.
Enough. So right. What are you going to do?
Right. Alright, this is the last one, our concluding Phantom Man robed shadow person story.
Is he wearing a hat?
From Cora. Quora. I was 17 and asleep in my bed. I spotted a tall figure, probably around 7 feet, wearing a black robe.
That sounds like the Hat Man without the hat so far.
The robe is what got my attention down this whole fucking mm-hmm. thing, and that what's led me into the dreams, because like, I know about the Hat Man. Let's get into the Robe Man. The hooded, these hooded figures. Because whenever it's a hat, it's very clearly a hat. It's yeah. Freddy Krueger's hat. I couldn't see his face. It was a total silhouette, but the features of the robe were visible. I had a similar experience in the past, so it wasn't a sleep paralysis for me. I could move my limbs. I pinched myself, slapped myself to wake up inside my blanket, followed by a peep outside, only to find him standing in another spot. It went on for about 20 minutes. At this point, the fear, too, goes away. Almost. Suddenly, I realize he's not there anymore. I gained some confidence and got up to verify he wasn't in my room. That was the moment I decided to quickly hit the bed and sleep. But I felt something is missing. I just thought of opening my room's door to have a final look. When I opened the door, he stood tall right in front of me near the dining hall. From the opposite window, moonlight lit up his body into a galaxy. Just how we look at stars in the mountains on a new moon day. That's quite a term. He looked majestic. He looked majestic. And he was shining bright. That's when one of the beams from one of the stars hit my eyes, followed by many more, and I woke up as if I revived from death, and my soul just returned to my body. My eyes were still flashy. I checked the time. It was 3:03 a.m.
Huh.
The other thing I experienced, I did not fear him. He was not there to harm me. I felt he blessed me for some reason. That was the day my consciousness got at its peak. I feel much awakened now. If I just look at existence, myself or others, I just feel pain, but in a good way that I feel it more than others. It's like something changed in me that day. That man became something. He became an entity. I don't know what was that about.
He's yeah, feeling what?
Pain in a good way more than others. Something changed me that day. And this is left on the internet. Just for you to ponder about. I don't think I get a rebuttal from that.
He had sex with the entity.
He had a kissing monster dream.
There you go. That's what it was right there.
He's like, this relationship is naughty, but that's why I like it.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Majestic.
Majestic.
Beaming. All right. So, I mean,
the stars shone down upon me.
Right. They glistened into my eyes, and I was changed forever.
Starstruck.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's literally what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we're concluding. I mean, let's just go wild. Again, from this conversation, it's more of a musing and speculation type of episode. Different twists and turns and different stuff about dreams. Now, I'm not even saying I believe this, so bear with me.
He believes it.
What? Again, phantom people.
Yeah.
Shadow people.
Uh-huh.
Asleep, awake, people are seeing them. What if these things are breaking through from the dream world?
That'd be cool.
People can hallucinate when they're stressed, physically and or mentally exhausted. You know, you start to see things or just apparitions or whatever.
Sure.
So what if we're all collectively suffering from a united psychosis? If these things are happening more and more in modern history, as modern history isn't a term, modern life,
mm-hmm.
and throughout history, well, it's just an entire planet of people being pushed too far and pulled too thin. Maybe stress is the catalyst. Maybe stress is what triggered the monster sightings and alien abduction stories of the 1960s, the 70s. Spiritualism took root after the catastrophe that was the American Civil War. It's all spiritualism, theosophy. We're all pondering and trying to talk to things.
Yeah, yeah, so wrong.
What I pose is that perhaps stress pushes people to the supernatural. But what if stress is what lets the supernatural in? What if that's what pierces the veil, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about, I mean, again, I'm not saying I necessarily believe this either, but like people are saying like the climate's changing. Perhaps there's political turmoil and conflict. You don't believe
those things?
Well, I'm not saying I do or do not. I'm just saying, you know, to tie it to my other comment that I totally did not
right.
hypothesize of my own sure. volition, yeah. you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, if we keep that train a-rolling, you know, world, bad things happen, people turn to the supernatural. But what if the bad things are allow this gateway to open? And what if things are just kind of popping in, creeping through? And you only get a glimpse because it's not meant to be that way. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I might be getting into, I mean, I am getting into real-life fan fiction stuff right now. But
yeah,
what... You know,
again, I mean, why not? Stress definitely does weird things that I don't think we entirely understand yet.
And we don't have to get, I mean, it wears, your body can just get worn out from being stressed.
Yeah.
Mentally, your brain isn't able to dream and work things out. You're constantly going. You don't get it solved when you're asleep. When you're awake, you see stuff. Monsters follow you in your dreams, start kissing you.
Start kissing you and you kiss them back, and the next thing you know, you were like, oh, I manifested this.
Yeah, next thing you know, like, you know, war is broken out.
Oh, because I kissed that monster.
To continue closing this out, if the god of dreams is a winged demon,
yeah, uh-huh.
what does or what can this add to the Mothman, winged humanoid mythology?
A lot of prophecy stuff.
We want to add him back into it. Prophecy, dream stuff. He's flying around. Perhaps like he's flying. Perhaps like his spaceship over Lake Michigan is like an access point to the dream world.
Yeah.
This is called having fun.
Sure.
So like, you know, what if?
What if?
What if the Mothman is planting things in your brain to let you see shadow people when you're awake? That's all I'm saying. It's just what if.
Is that what the Mothman is when people see it at the site of a disaster? Is it just a flying shadow figure?
Right.
Hmm.
Is it the god Morpheus?
Probably.
Mothman, Morpheus, both start with M.
It's Morbin time.
It's Morbin time. Not Morbius. Not man-made vampires shit.
Oh, my bad.
You're all right. But dreams and shadow people, how do they work?
How do they work?
So again, just kind of musing different thoughts, things to think about. Kind of wanted to ponder all that stuff and went down a road and I was like, well, I'm going to fucking talk about this road.
And there we go.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you've seen a shadow person or Morpheus, the winged Mothman, god of dreams.
Or if you actually saw the movie...
Morbius?
Yeah.
About that vampire.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Weird and Fear Podcast.
I don't think anybody saw it.
At gmail.com. No, it got released twice in theaters because they got conned by the internet.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
The Morbius. Come on, guys. Pay attention.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can leave a review. Talk about Morbius.
Yeah.
Or Morpheus, the winged potential Mothman god.
Yeah, I watched Morbius, so if you want to hit me up and let me know how it was, I'll let you know.
You what? What was that sentence?
I said what I said.
Yeah, it's good. Stand by it.
Yeah.
Can leave us a review. Or if you just want to leave us a 5-star review and tell us your review of Morbius, that would be fine underneath the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be all right. Just doesn't have...
We're like a month late to this, but like, yeah, get after it.
Have your username be non sequitur and just write a review about that.
Yep.
And then support us on the patreon.com/weirdandfeared.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, guys, think about your dreams. Look out for shadow people. Am I the Mothman?
Yep.
And stay spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky.